Menel, what is it? The Freud Zeitz. You're from Muncie. You have that in your house too? Muncie. Okay, so Tos asks, we've told of Lechayv who share Ksus. Tom, I've seen Leisha. We should be Mechayv the Edim once they become Zomim. They claim that she's divorced. So they're causing her a loss of her clothing and her food. So shouldn't they have to pay that? V'yesh lomar. Demairi, it's talking about a case. Shemaise yodeha. Shehein bi yoda. Shouldn't be yoda. Shovin kesher ksus. The case we're talking about is where her job, which is money which typically goes to the husband, is equal to the amount that it costs for her food and clothing. So she makes $1,000 a day, and he feeds her. Okay, let's be more practical. She makes $25 a day, and $25 a day, I don't know, is enough to... Women don't eat that much. It all goes into clothes. So the... So, it's just continuing from Friday night, right? So, the amount that she would be giving up to her husband is equal to the amount the husband would be supporting her. So when they get divorced, she keeps her job money, so she's not really losing. Even though she does not get sharing ksus, but now she gets to keep the money of her job. So since it evens out, Tosa's first answer is, the Edom are not causing her a loss. Va'odiyesh lomar, she'omeres gerash toni. The second answer is, she claims that she's divorced. The Edom are not the ones who are saying that she's divorced. They're saying, yes, she's divorced, and you haven't gotten your ksuba money yet. But she's the one who says that she's divorced. So the loss of share and ksus is not the fault of the edim. Vim kain, mochlo lebailos and dvarim. She has been mochel her husband to pay for food and clothing. The edim are not the ones causing that loss. Therefore, they are not the ones who have to pay for it if they become edim zomimim. Yeah. She might not be living at home altogether in this whole situation. Nevertheless, he's still obligated to support her unless they're actually divorced or she's mochel. So if she says, Gerash Tani, he divorced me, it means she comes to court and says, I've already moved into a hotel. I'm out of here. Okay? So that's part of the answer. Okay. Asks Tosfos a question on, if I work this out correctly, on answer number two. Even though she's believed to say, I'm going to get confused here, I know. A woman who says, my husband divorced me, she's believed. So if she's believed, then the Edom Zomim are not causing any loss at all to the Baal. She would even be allowed to collect her ksuba based on her say-so that she's believed that they're divorced. Okay, so Tosis asks, the case is where she said she's divorced and that's why you don't have to pay for sharing ksus because the Edom are not causing that loss. If she says she's divorced, she's believed even to collect her ksuba. The Edom are not causing that loss either. So why would Kasha Zoma make them chayav for the loss of the ksuba? She's believed. Now you know why she's believed? You know why she's believed? We have a chazaka. Ein isha me'iza paneu keneged baila. A woman will not be brazen-faced to her husband, even though she's trying to divorce this husband. But think of it like a makir b'shikro type of thing. She knows that he knows the truth, whether he paid or did not pay the ksuba. So apparently we're dealing with frum people, even if they don't like each other, they're trying to get divorced. The assumption of this svara is that if she says she's divorced, and therefore you owe me the ksuba, she would not be lying. Because she knows that he knows if it's a lie. She would never lie to him, even though Again, they don't like each other anymore. They're getting divorced. That's the basic understanding of that chazaka. So ask Tosfos, how come you're saying that the Edim have to pay kashir zomam of some sort for the ksuba money if it's based on her say-so that they don't have to pay for sharing ksus? Based on her say-so, the damage is the ksuba also. It has nothing to do with the Edim anymore. Answers Tosfos, hani mili hecha deleka Edim. That's only when there are no Edim. She only has this special Ne'amonus. When there are no Edim saying that there's a divorce, she's believed to say, I was divorced and you owe me the Ksuba. But, Avol Hecha De'ika Edim Lo. But if there are Edim there who are saying she's divorced, she no longer has the Ne'amonus of saying, Gerash Tani, that I was divorced and therefore give me the Ksuba. Because maybe she's saying, I'm divorced and give me the ksuba because look, I have Edom saying I'm divorced also. So even though generally I wouldn't lie to my husband, but here I have Edom agreeing with me, maybe now I can lie. So based on her saying Gerash Tani, she has no ne'amanus to get the ksuba. That's only happening because of the Edom. Therefore the Edom, when they become Zomim, that's the damage they were causing, the ksuba money, they have to now pay that money. However, when it comes to sharing ksus, Tosfos doesn't add in, but you have to say, when it comes to sharing ksus, she is believed to say, you divorced me, and you no longer owe me food and clothes. And that she's still believed, because that she's believed, Shemiz of Panera, can I get by well, that she's believed to say, I'm mochliu. If I say, you divorced me, I'm mochliu. That she's believed, whether there are Edom there or not. And that is Tosfos divrei maslam ne'idin. Yeah. We're believing her that they're divorced, but the ne'amanus to... what can I tell you? It's palgin and dibura of some sort. She's believed because of the chazaka of any shema isa p'nera k'neged baila only if there's no other thing backing her up. But if there's somebody else backing her up, maybe she's relying on them, and she's not really relying on the psychological fact that she can't lie. On the other hand, when it comes to being mochel, she says, you divorced me, so I'm mochel. I'm sharing ksus. It's two different powers with the two different things, even though it comes from one statement. That's again, Tosfos Havamin is bothered probably by what you're saying. The answer is what I'm trying to say. Yes? I don't know if she brought them necessarily. Maybe he brought them. Maybe they came by themselves. They don't necessarily know what's going to be said in court. They just know there's divorce proceedings, and they know some information about it. So they come. Okay, next, Tosfos on Gimel Amid Beis, Divrei HaMaschil HaMoser. The Gemara said, Moser Shtarosav LeBeistin is a way to get out of Shemitah. Usually we have Shemitah's Ksofim, that when Shemitah comes, the money that was lent to somebody gets canceled. Right? The Shemitah comes along, it cancels monetary debts. However, if your Moser Shtarosov LeBeistin, if you give your Shtar to Beistin, the Shtar that says you owe money, or somebody owes money to you rather, then you can collect later. Says Rashi, Tosfos quotes, Perisha Kuntres, Dine a Prisbal, that's what a Prisbal is. That's what a Prisbal is. You're tired from Shabbos. Says Tosfos, Dine a Prisbal, Volonira. It says, one who gives a shtar to Beis Din, and later on it says, Prisbal Edom Hashamit. Prisbal does not allow Shemitah to operate, to cancel the loan. You see it's two separate things, because they're listed separately in the Mishnah. Lekach Nira, therefore, Tosfos says the Trei Milin Inu. They really are two separate things. Umoser Shtarosov LeBeistin, Midza Araisa Eino Meshamit. If you give your Shtaros to Beistin, then Midza Araisa, Shemitah does not operate. Shemitah only operates on private loans. You gave your loan over to the Beistin, Shemitah does not operate. Midza Araisa, Midza Rabbonin. Bekias, yeah. What the case of Moshe Shoros of the Beis Din is. He's not answering for Rashi. He's disagreeing with Rashi.
So he's just saying that's a Derabana.
It's a different thing and it's Deraisa. It's not Derabana, what Rashi thinks is Prisbal. He says, no, it's a Deraisa. Moshe Shoros of the Beis Din is not Meshamit. Good. I once had a Talmud years ago. What was his name? I used to know his name. Danny Berger. It was Danny Berger. Danny Berger once asked me, he had red hair. Danny Berger once asked me, how come when you learn Bikias, I used to give him Bikias shiur, we used to actually read Rashi's, because we like to walk around with our pants on. And he said, how come in the Bikias shiur, every Rashi makes sense? And in the Ian shiur, no Rashi makes sense. How does that happen? Was it that Rashi and the Bays just wrote things confusing so you have more to say in shiur? Danny Berger, 10th grade. So I said to him, no. The pshat is that I prepare Bikias after 1:15 in the morning. Then my brain is shot. So I'm not thinking, so everything works. It's when you're actually thinking through things slowly, you see the issues to talk about. So that's why you're all sleeping now. No one's listening. Okay. Yes? Shemitah works midaraisa to cancel loans. Giving Moses Shtaros of Lebeistin makes it that Shemitah, first of all, only works midarabanan, Hillel made a takana. Moses Shtaros of Lebeistin is a din d'oraisa that it's not a private loan anymore, so Shemitah doesn't cancel it. Next, Tosfos Daled Aleph. Divrei Maaschil Omer Rav Yudel. Omer Rav Yehuda. Well, we should do it like this every day in Shir, right? I was told some Rebbeim do. I don't understand how they read Tosfos so quickly. What? This is how fast we learn Tosfos. I get paid by the block. Says the Tosfos. Om Rav Yehuda Rav. Om Rav Yehuda Kach Gis Sasakuntris. The case of the Gemara was that a person took a barrel of water that was Mayim She'uvim, drawn water, which you cannot use for a kosher mikwa, and they would dump the water into the sea, the Yam HaGadol, and after they would dump, they would dunk. So dump and dunk. They would dunk themselves into the water that they dumped from the barrel. Said the Gemara that in a sea, not a flowing river, the water may have stayed put, and when you dunked into what you dumped, you're not made tar, not a kosher mikvah. Asks Tosfos, Kach gives the kuntris. Uka omar lo also a tvila. The tvila does not work, mishamayim she'uvim, because you dunked into drawn water, which is not mikvah water. Fectosis lo nira, can't be. Since we equate shavi, hashaka, kissing, like attached to when tuma is attached to something tar, it can make it tar. Kimchubarim l'tara mituma. When you have a item that is attached to an item that is tar, it actually is able to be metayer that which is tar. Let's just explain like this. Hashaka means as follows. I think we explained this when we did the Gemara, that the when you have a mikvah, so the first 40 sar of the mikvah have to be rainwater. But they don't continue to use rainwater all throughout the years that a mikvah is in use. When you use a mikvah, anyway, men don't have to use a kosher mikvah, but when women use a mikvah, so that mikvah has a bar, a pit, that was originally dug to have the rainwater go at 40 saw rainwater. Talking about gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons, 70 gallons of rainwater. That rainwater is never going to be recycled. It's just going to sit there forever in the bar hashaka. That bar has a, that pit has a tube. They do tube, I don't know all the reasons. They have a tube that goes into the pit that people use for the mikveh, which is filled with regular water from the tap, which is cleaned, which is filtered, which they add in chlorine, and all that stuff. All that water has to do is, through the tube, touch a little bit of the water in the original bore. Yeah, it could, but that's the din. That's the din. Once you start with that 40 saw, it constantly kashers whatever other water gets put into the mikveh. So ask Tosfos, all of this water that you dumped from your barrel into the Yam HaGadol is touching the water of the Yam HaGadol. That's hashaka, kissing. lip to lip. Sorry, that was just for the guys. So, if you know the reference. So, okay, so Tosus asks, Velonira, there are only a few people who get it. Velonira, the harmid is shavila hashaka. It's considered like hashaka, kimuchubam lotar mitumah. They're attached to be metire, the water from its tumah. Who had bilanami, also in terms of the din of you dunking into that water, this water should be good because of the hashaka to all the water in the Amagol. Skip to Tosvis Elevadai in the fourth thin line. Elevadai, but it must be Nasin Mechuborim Gam Le'inyan Tvila. I don't know why he said starving there. Lekach Nira. Therefore, the Garcinim and Milzer of Yehuda Chavis Malayim Yayin changed the Gemara's Gersa. It was a barrel full of wine. Ulekach Lo also a Tvila. And therefore, the tevila is not valid. Dimei hayom kavu v'kaimi, because the waters of the Amagoro are standing in place. V'shema adayin hutsavu v'omed v'mikomo. Maybe the wine is still piled and standing in its place. V'eino, the Bach changed the gear, so v'eino nicker. And it's not clear if it's wine or not, because you're using a light-colored wine. But the wine might still be there. V'tovul b'yayin, and you're being tovul in wine. Avol nara ba'alma lo divadim yisarev b'mayin. V'oz lahoya be'en v'oz lo tzvilo. But if you're dealing with water from a river, so the river pushes everything around, and chances are there's no wine left when you dunked in. It's only in the Amagoro, which is pretty stable. So therefore, Tosus changes the girsa of the case. It's not a case of Malaya Mayim, it's a case of Malaya Yayin, and you then have to reread the Gemara. You have to take out some of the lines in the Gemara where it says Chayshin L'Shlosha Lugin Shuvin. It has nothing to do with Lugin Shuvin. It has to do with the fact that it's Yayin. So you have to do a bunch of more girsa changes that Tosus doesn't tell you about in order to make that fit into the Gemara. Yeah. Yeah. That's only when it's a mixture, but if it's actual wines, it's no good no matter what, even if you can't tell. If it's actual wine, if you have light wine, light colored wine, it's still wine. But the one I was talking about before was when you mix a little bit of wine with a lot of water, so it colors the water. I understand, but there might be tzavur v'omed. It's standing, that 40 saw of wine is standing right here, and that's where you jump in. And the seed didn't move it around yet. Okay? Next, Tosfos. Dalit of Aleph, Divya Maschil, Dalit of Beis. Is that what we're up to? Okay, well, that's what I'm up to myself. So I'm going to have to actually prepare that Tosfos before I teach it to you. I prefer to do that. That's Divya Maschil Savar. Okay? Yeah, it's long, which is, and I was trying to prepare it last night during this dinner. I couldn't get through it. No, that I didn't think was nice. But there were different parts during the dinner that I thought I was going to be able to... what can I tell you? Okay, I'm going to give you chavrusa time. I'm just going to tell you one story. I don't know what to do with this story, so I'll just tell it to you now because I want to. Okay, I heard it yesterday. The story was like this. There was a machlokas, terrible machlokas, between a husband and wife. They had a baby, and each of them wanted to name the baby after their father. So apparently they were Hasidish, it was a boy, and they went to the Sanzer Rav, who was a big Hasidish Rebbe, many years ago, and they were fighting, who should we name after? So Sanzer Rav asked the man, what's your father's name? He said, my father's name is Moshe. So he asked the woman, what's your father's name? My father's name is Moshe. Moshe, they both named Moshe. So what's the problem? Just name the baby Moshe. So the father says, "Yeah, but my father was a Talmud Chacham. Her father is an Amoritz." Now we have to interject, as the person did telling the story. This doesn't work well for Shalom Bayis, but clearly they were having Shalom Bayis problems anyway. So okay, but this is what he said: "I don't want to name after her father. I want to name after my father. He was a Talmud Chacham. Hers was an Amoritz." because the name has segulas, the name has impact. So the Sanzerov said, listen, just name the boy Moshe, and let's see in 30 years who you named him after. In other words, Rabosai, segulas are a nice thing. In fact, you have a certain name is a nice thing. But ultimately, especially when it comes to learning, it's really up to you. So we'll hold it here, and you'll learn Chavrusa. I guess you can learn with your Bakiyas Chavrusas. I think that's good. And you have about an hour, and I'm sure there's a lot of Gemara Rashi you can do me. Well, I'm going to try doing more of the Tosis. I prefer to learn it with you after I do it myself first. Okay?